Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And yes, you can pick up your Durango Rocks tickets. They're on sale. That's coming up on the 17th of January. And somebody in the studio here that, you know, probably does almost as many events that we do at the Chamber, Margaret from Backcountry Experience. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. I know kind of before we went on the air talking about the events, you are busy, especially this next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, it's everything is happening in December and January. We've got something just about every week.
So, yeah. So let's run through the laundry list. So this being Monday, you have some clinics coming up.
Yeah, so on Thursday, we've got Splitboard 101 with Weston Backcountry. And then on December 15th, which is Saturday, we're doing a Splitboard demo at Chapman Hill, also with Weston, but Osprey will be there. We've got a bunch of bindings and packs and all the things to try out.
So where's the 101 class, so to speak?
That's at Backcountry Experience.
Okay, 1205 Camino Doria.
Yeah.
Right at the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. Look for the crow on the side of the building.
big tin building on the side of the road.
Yeah, can't miss it. And so the 101, just kind of learning a little bit about.
Yeah, so it's kind of a primer for splitboarding, which is a type of snowboard that splits in half so you can get into the backcountry. So
wait a minute, not while you're on it.
Okay. No, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so it clips together it splits down directly down the middle, so vertically, and it transforms the board into two skis, essentially, so you can tour uphill.
So you kind of have like a little cross-country ski telemark setup.
Yeah.
But they're shorter.
It's definitely quite a bit shorter than skis. You know, like a men's board would be around 160, 167 centimeters.
Okay.
And then women's 149, 153.
So how many inches? How tall? I mean, I don't even know. It's so funny. I'm like, I'm trying to do the conversion. So 100 is 3 feet.
Sure.
So I just remember that because it's 36 inches, 39. I mean, I just remember that about a yard is approximately 100 centimeters.
Yeah, so anywhere between like your chin and your nose.
4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you then cross-country ski up the hill with those.
Yep.
So you got kind of like telemark binding. And you get to the top where you're going to snowboard down. Snowboard down. You don't want to try and telemark with these. So you snowboard down, clip them together, rotate the bindings, which kind of lock them in along with some other mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you take the bindings off the touring brackets, which you're using for the uphill mode, and then you put the board back together, it clips into place, and then you slide the bindings over pucks that are placed on the board, kind of in the same stance that you would
lock
for
it
downhill.
Down. Yeah. Wow, this is really cool. Yeah. And you can test these at Chapman Hill on the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll have all of the boards that are in our demo fleet, as well as some extras that Weston is bringing to town.
Okay. And that's from when to when?
That is from 6 to 8 p.m. on December 15th.
Under the lights.
Under the lights.
And we got snow.
Yeah, Chapman is looking great right now.
They just started blowing snow because it's cold enough, obviously. Yeah. And they're getting that already.
Yeah, so it's coming in, and we'll have a bunch of different tents set up, and Ben, the owner of Backcountry, is making hot chocolate and soup for people to warm up with. And
one thing is
Jack Clem, who is a guide with Kling Mountain Guides, is going to do a 30-minute touring session. So if you've never splitboarded before, he'll kind of teach you the basics of getting up the hill.
Now, how many demos do you have? I mean, I'm just curious, if you... I mean, people might have to wait, obviously, the demo. But, how many different types? I mean, this is so cool.
Yeah, so this is the only splitboard-specific demo that we're doing. Uh-huh. But we'll be up at Purgatory for their monthly demos.
Wow. Yeah. So,
but this one, like, if you are interested in trying splitboarding, this will be the only opportunity you'll have, at least, in the area, to go uphill. Purg doesn't allow uphill travel. So you get to do both up and down at Chapman Saturday.
So great opportunity from 6 to 9 on the 15th.
6 to 8.
Get that right.
I will not be there at 9 o'clock.
No, you'll be home in bed sleeping because you're busy. So 6 to 8 at night at Chapman Hill on the 15th.
Yes.
And have some hot chocolate and some soup. I might just come for that.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll be more than welcome.
Ah, thank you. And then if anybody wants information, what's your website?
If you go to bcexp.com,
okay.
Or check us out on Facebook, we have all of our events on there as well.
Right. And then you have some avalanche clinics or something coming up, which is so vitally important.
Yeah, definitely. So in January, we've got Know Before You Go, which is an avalanche awareness clinic. That'll be with the CAIC, which is our statewide avalanche forecasting agency.
Okay.
And then on January 29th, we are very excited to bring Bruce Tremper into town. He is kind of the avalanche guru in North America. He used to be head of the Utah Avalanche Forecasting Agency, and he's written a book, Staying Alive in Avalanche Terrain.
Wow.
And so that event is sponsored by Backcountry Experience, the Rochester Hotel, and Maria's Bookshop.
And where will that all take place?
It'll be at Backcountry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that date again?
January 29th.
And it sounds like, you know, even if you're not a big backcountry person or, you know, and cross-country skier, things of that nature, it still sounds like it'd be very informative.
Yeah. You know, even if you're just, you know, getting out on snowshoes or cross-country mm-hmm. skis, it's good to be aware of
right.
what avalanche terrain is so that you don't accidentally find yourself in it.
So what are some of the things that you need when you are planning to go? Because you guys obviously sell all the gear.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard like a probe, shovels, beacons, and then these new fancy jackets that inflate and you pull a ripcord. Tell me about all that stuff.
Yeah, so the basics, beacon, shovel, probe, that should be in your kit anytime you're going out into the backcountry.
Yep.
Be sure you turn your beacon on, because there have been a lot of instances where people, they have it, but they don't turn it on for whatever reason.
So they're kind of almost like this checklist, you know, mm-hmm. like flying an airplane. You check, 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 check.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's some new technology coming out. There's avalanche packs from Black Diamond, Backcountry Access, and basically it's a kind of a big balloon that inflates on your backpack. So
wow.
if you are caught in an avalanche, it'll help keep you afloat.
All I think of is, I think I saw on Facebook, the inflatable emergency slide off an airplane, and how big that, and the, you know, how instant those things inflate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an airbag around you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
you fall, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. it just, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea is that it keeps you from getting sucked under the snow and should, in theory, keep you up on the top of the slide.
Right. I just hung up on my son. hit a button in it anyway. Sorry, Avery. And all that stuff is available through Backcountry Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we actually knew this year we are demoing beacons, shovels, and probes. And we might have packs. I'm not sure yet, but that'll be pretty cool for people to try it out.
Well, and just even having a, you know, I'm thinking of having a shovel. I'm thinking I should probably buy one of those, keep those in my truck, just, mm-hmm. you know, not because I'm a, you know, backcountry skiing, but just because they're very sturdy. And if you get stuck in the snow, they're great to dig out.
Yeah.
I just thought of that.
It doesn't take up a ton of space. You know, it fits into your backpack. So if you
right.
keep it in your car, it's great to dig yourself out.
And there's nothing worse than trying to dig in icy, hard snow with
yeah.
your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, one time I went four-wheeling up La Plata Canyon, and going up, we went through a little snowfield four-wheeling with my Jeep. Coming down, it softened.
Mm-hmm.
We got high centered in the middle.
Oh.
And we literally tried digging out. And I finally told my stepson, we are jacking up the Jeep and building a road. And we were grabbing log built anyway, so I could have used an avalanche shovel.
There you go.
So I am going to come by and get one of those. So Backcountry Experience, you guys also sell just a variety of gear. So tell me about, like, if I want to maybe try snow camping or just camping in general, what are all the products that you offer?
Yeah, so we have a very wide selection of backpacking, camping tents, everything from ultralight to, you know, car glamping.
Oh, yeah.
As they call it now.
Yeah.
And then all of the other accessories. So trekking poles, backpacks, stoves, sleeping bags, sleeping pads,
right.
As well as a full selection of climbing gear for sport, trad, and ice climbing.
Now, something that you guys all do at Backcountry Experience, you eat, breathe, sleep getting in the backcountry.
Yeah.
And you yourself, I have learned, I'm looking at the world map over here, you did a 5-month hiking, backpacking trip in New Zealand.
Yeah.
How many miles was that?
It was 1,800 miles from the top of the North Island to the bottom of the South Island. And it took about 5 months. I did that with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
bonding experience.
To say the least.
Yeah. And I know you've mentioned too, you also, when I've been talking off air and stuff, but over at the Crow's Closet, you have a lot of clothing that you have. And you mentioned, you know, about the backpacking trip with your dad, and you said, yeah, I love wool because it doesn't smell as bad.
Yeah. So wool has a natural antimicrobial.
Those darn sheep.
To it. Yeah. So it reduces a lot of the stink that comes with outdoor activities.
But, absolutely.
So Crow's Closet is our casual apparel store. So both men and women, we have all of the clothes that you wear when you're not out up in the mountains.
Yeah, and you mentioned the jeans.
Yeah, so we just brought in Dish and Doer denim, which is a very kind of cool new Canadian brand that Outside Magazine has been all about lately. So we just brought them in, and I have a pair, and I love them.
Good.
Yeah,
very cool. And that's all down by at Crow's Closet, which is right by Seasons.
Yep, on Main Avenue.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so what is the – if I'm a pretend backcountry kind of guy, what is something that you guys have – that would be in a $50 price range as a gift? I mean, I'm thinking like the headlamps. I'm thinking of like different things. What are some things in that nature? And I want to kind of go up the scale.
Sure, yeah. I think headlamps are always a great gift. They're anywhere between $30 and $80, depending on what you get.
Sure.
Gloves, hats.
But the little solar. I saw, actually, I'm thinking of the Shark Tank thing. But, you know, they have those little solar thing. They're like a little pillow. I don't know if that's the kind you have, but I mean, that you put in your backpack or your tent, and it really illuminates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got, I can't think of the brand name, but we do have some of those little solar lanterns. Those are always fun gifts.
Yeah.
Or, you know, travel accessories. You know, you could do packing cubes or
compression straps. Packing cube, I'm assuming it's just like a little flexible cube.
Yeah, they're super lightweight, and it allows you to compress your clothes so that you can fit more in a more organized fashion into your travel
I could bag. Use that. So like you can put your shirts or whatever in one bag, and your socks and your underwear and things like that, and you can consolidate.
Well,
and
especially if you're traveling, you know, it's all carry-on, and TSA rips open your bags, and you don't want your underwear and socks flying all over the airport.
Well, and I would think, too, that, you know, something like that, I always think of those being able to be compressed. I think of those, you know, storage thing where you take your big duvet or your comforter, put it in the bag, and suck all the air out, and how that, you know, goes from this big down to very, very manageable.
Yeah, and it's definitely, it's a great way to be able to keep all of your gear organized when you're on the road.
I could use that. Hope my wife's listening. Hint, hint. So, backcountry experience. What I mentioned in the past that I bought my Osprey, and you guys have literally every Osprey backpack, everything that they sell, you have in your store.
Yeah, we are the first Osprey Pro Shop ever, and the only one in Durango. So we do carry every style in every cup. Every color. So if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist.
Right. And I have to say, you know, what I love about the bag that I bought has rollers, stands up, has a little frame around the bottom, and it has a compression straps and all of those wonderful things. Tons of little nooks and crannies and places to put stuff and to help me get organized when I'm traveling. And then you also had the next scale up was a little bigger carry on. And I went with a smaller one, so I didn't pack as much, and it has, backpack straps.
Yeah. And it's a nice feature too. If you're traveling, you know, using trains as well as, you know, other types of public transportation, sometimes you might not be able to roll your bag.
Yeah.
So if you have the option to turn it into a backpack, that's, you know, gives you a little bit more flexibility in where you go.
And they're smart because they put a handle on the top, a handle on the side, so you can carry it horizontally, vertically. I mean, they think of everything.
Yeah. Osprey's great about, you know, all those different accessories and add-ons.
And lifetime warranty.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's the almighty guarantee.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. So, all right, backcountry experience, and you guys are located where?
At 1205 Camino del Rio.
Website?
BCEXP.com. So
all right.
BC is in backcountry, EXP as an experience.
And you're all over social media.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of the events are listed on Facebook. So if you want to know what's coming up, just head over to Facebook.
And I suggest getting to the demo days over there at Chapman and have some hot chocolate and soup at least.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben, the owner, is an amazing cook, so it should be good.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you on the slopes.
Awesome.
I'll be down at the, at the warming hut. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Chamber Chat and the Chamber's upcoming events, DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.